In this essay, off-the-grid Northwoods writer Carol Dunbar has more than one power issue. Here is Carol Dunbar.
Turning off the generator in a snowstorm. He said to turn off the generator no later than 4 o'clock. But daughter is still on the toilet doing a number two, so I run the vacuum cleaner to use up the extra electricity so the batteries won't overcharge and burn up the electrical system. But also, I am wearing my snow pants and hat and polar fleece, but not my gloves, not yet, because I still have to dress Sun in his snowsuit and mittens and the hat with the ear flaps and an extra pair of socks over his baby feet the size of mice. And I put him in the backpack and shoulder the pack, and by then I am boiling hot, so I call out to daughter, "Is there any way you can hurry it along?" And finally she comes out, and I help her into a snowsuit and the coat and the hat, but she can't find her second mitten, and we are all looking for the mitten, and I am still wearing the backpack and hat and polar fleece until I hear the sound of a balloon releasing trapped air, and Son giggles, and daughter giggles, and behind me blooms the scent of number two. So I turn on the dehumidifier to use more electricity, and then I take off the backpack and pull out Sun and peel away the snowsuit and socks and pants until I find the offending diaper, and I take care of that, and it's nearly 5 o'clock, so I tell daughter, "Turn on more lights! Play the radio! Watch TV!" And I wipe the sweat from my brow, and Son is dressed, but I turn around to find daughter naked, watching cartoons because she got too hot. So now I'm chasing her around the house and she's laughing, and I reinstall her clothes and snow pants and coat and hat and give her socks on her hands for mittens, and we are finally going out into the refreshing white whirl of a delicious winter snowstorm when husband comes home and sees Son on my back and daughter dressed in snow pants and coat and hat, and he says, "Where are you all going?" And I shout through the snow and the wind to turn off the generator, honey. And he says, "It's 5 o'clock. What the heck have you been doing?"